There's a couple who's offering $1,000 to somebody to put together IKEA furniture.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Not for $1,000?
I couldn't. I always buy flat pack furniture because I don't have money to
buy.
What
is flat pack furniture?
It means like it comes in a flat pack and you have to assemble it yourself. You never heard of that before?
Never.
Flat pack furniture? Mm-mm,
never heard of it.
Well, maybe... maybe I'm sharing something that people don't know.
I've only ever taken furniture from my house, from my parents' house, and moved it into apartments.
Like, so you have hand-me-down furniture.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of flat-pack furniture, and I have never made it through putting one of those things together without screaming and kicking and bothering my neighbors, I'm sure.
Yeah, but if you knew there was a $1,000 carrot at the end of the stick, if you got that all put together, wouldn't it help?
It's not enough money.
What is your side hustle, or what have you tried to make into your side hustle? Go ahead.
I do. I started in-home mobile dog grooming back in 2020 when the restaurants closed, and now I'm 3 years strong, and it's turned into my main hustle.
Oh, I might take you up on that offer. That sounds genius. I would love that if you could just come and bathe my dog, Sealy. How cool.
Yes. You can find it. It's Traveling Trims on Facebook.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm writing that down.
That's amazing. So do you have any special certifications or anything like that? Or is it just, I like cleaning dogs?
It's a self, in Mississippi, you don't technically have to be all the way certified, but I was self-taught and I learned under another groomer for about 2 years.
Wow. All right. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm so proud that that turned into something for you. Really cool.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great day. Who's this?
This is Al. I'm calling about that side hustle thing.
Yeah, what's your side hustle, Al?
My side hustle is lawn care.
Okay.
Picked it up about 2 years ago, and actually been pretty profitable.
Awesome. You know, would you be comfortable sharing, like, specifics? Like, what did that side hustle of lawn care pull down for you last year?
In the last year, I pulled down maybe about $18,000 after spending for maintenance and everything.
This is Adam's dream side hustle is lawn care.
I love mowing grass. I absolutely love mowing grass.
Yeah, I started with a push mower and one of those small handheld electric leaf blowers from Walmart, going out of the bed of my truck, and worked up. Now I have two trailers, a zero turn, and all the equipment I need. So.
You ever think about hiring somebody? I could, you know, potentially be, you know, your helper guy.
I mean, we get more business. We're going to need more hands.
Well, hey, keep me in mind, my friend.
Will do.
Maureen, what is your side hustle?
So I go to the Goodwill bins in Ridgeland, and it's $1.50 a pound of clothing. And I dig through those clothes for treasures, and I flip it, and I make like 8 times what I pay for it every single time.
Oh, my God. I've heard of people who do this, or people who will go to like discount stores like TJ Maxx, and then they're able to resell, and they make so much money. And I need someone to teach me the skill because I love shopping. I just don't know how to get into this.
Dude, I manage. Have you ever heard of Repeat Street in Ridgeland? Okay, so it's a huge consignment shop in Ridgeland off of 51, and I manage the clothing side of it. So, girl, I got you. I know what sells. I know how much I can price it for. I know what to look for in the bins. And then I go there, and I spend maybe $20 on, like, 3 huge bags of clothing, and then I flip it.
Teach me your ways!
I will. I would love to.
I gotta ask, have you ever found anything gross or kind of weird that you...
Oh, absolutely. I have found underwear in there. I have found a $10 bill in jeans, which is not gross, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think the weirdest, grossest thing is underwear. People you got to dig and you got to wash your hands and sanitize afterwards. But, like, it's fun. It's treasure hunting.
Legitimately, you could potentially flip underwear for way more than 8 times the price.
Ew.
You just have to find the right clientele.
Dude, I'm going to get on Reddit. Like, that is absolutely correct.